Hello and welcome to episode 241 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we kick off Twistery Week 2, Electric Boogaloo, by looking at the old story of the timeliness of trains. Benito Mussolini is not only known for having a last name that is hard to spell. His iron rule over Italy, during pretty much the first half of the 20th century, endures in history as the prototypical fascist state, and his place as a villain was cemented by his allegiance with the Nazis in World War II. Like your typical domineering leader, executions of his enemies were commonplace as a way to keep order. He would display these bodies for the public in the city of Milan as a warning to those who crossed him. In perhaps the ultimate bit of irony, when he was eventually executed by pro-Ally partisans, Mussolini's own body was displayed at that same square. Sic semper tyrannis. Mussolini's rule has been shrouded in twistery, thanks to the robust Italian propaganda machine. One claim that rises above the others, though, is that in Mussolini's Italy, the trains always ran on time. And there's a lot to unpack in that statement. In one sense, it is meant as a testament to the fascist fear machine. No conductor nor station manager dared delay the departure of a train, because if it were late to the next stop, they knew what horrible fate awaited anyone who had been involved in the mistake. But on the other hand, there is a sense of nostalgia, even romance wrapped in that statement. Imagine a government so efficient, so well put together, that simple problems like late trains just wouldn't happen. Think of the other benefits that efficiency would have in government service. Mail wouldn't get lost. Streets would be clean. No gum on the sidewalks. Wouldn't it be nice? Well, that's what Mussolini's fascist government, bought and bathed in the blood of thousands of innocents, wanted you to think. The phrase has its roots in reality. The Italian train system had been understandably destroyed during World War I. In a time when trains were still a key method of getting from place to place, this was devastating to the Italian people. As part of their normal post-war reconstruction, the pre-Mussolini government went about fixing up the trains. But when Mussolini took over, he not only seized power in the government, but credit for repairing the train system. What a way for a new dictator to win the hearts of his people than by associating his name with such a vital program. And just think of the logistics. Apply any bit of logic, the trains always ran on time. It just doesn't make sense. What if a cow wandered across the tracks and the train had to stop? What if something broke, slowing down the train? Tens upon thousands of trains ran during Benito's 20-plus year rule. Is it even logical to say that every single one was on time? Thanks for tuning into episode 241 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Twistery Week 2 by looking at the one-fingered salute.